Here's a thought I'll title 50 Pounds of Gear. I've been getting ready for a trip to the West Coast for a month of photography and, of course, trying to make decisions about what gear goes and what gear doesn't, always with an eye on keeping the weight down with maximum portability. And that has me remembering my first trip to Japan to photograph in 1990. For maximum flexibility, I decided on that trip not to take a suitcase. Instead, I took everything in my backpack, which I was used to doing because I used to do a lot of backpacking in those days. So that's the only piece of luggage I took with me to Japan was a backpack, which had to have all my clothes, all my toiletries, and all of my camera gear. In those days, when I was in pretty good shape and doing a lot of backpacking, I had sort of empirically discovered that my maximum comfortable weight was 70 pounds in the backpack. If it was more than that, it was just too difficult, too tiring, too cumbersome to haul around. So I knew I had a 70-pound limit. By the time I put together all of my camera gear, which included a view camera, three lenses, a bunch of film holders, a bunch of film, a light meter, a tripod, dark cloth, etc., everything I needed to do photography, that weighed 50 pounds, which left me exactly 20 pounds for clothes and toiletries and just the stuff I needed to live. So that was my 70-pound pack. Well, in a couple of weeks, I'm headed for the West Coast for some photography, and I've been debating which gear I need to take. Now, I'm going to be on the Oregon coast. I'm going to be over in the Oregon desert, so there's definitely going to be some landscapes. I'm also spending some time with my family in town, so there's going to be some urban work. And, of course, everywhere I go, there's always the possibility of doing abstracts. So what gear do I take? It needs to be somewhat flexible. It needs to cover all of those characteristics of photography that I might want to do while I'm over there for a month. And I want high-quality gear because I'm going to be spending a little time in the Palouse, which is a wonderful place to photograph, so I'm fully anticipating getting some great shots there. So what gear do I take? I've made my final selections. I have a camera body, I have two lenses, I have a couple of extra batteries, and a camera bag. And with that kit, I'll be able to do all those kinds of photography that I might want to. I'll be able to do some video recording if I want to in the field. And with the memory card I'm taking, I'll have room for about 6,000 shots on one memory card, and I have a backup just in case. That entire kit weighs less than 3 pounds, including the camera bag. So in the last 35 years, my gear needs have dropped from 50 pounds of gear to 3 pounds of gear. How else can we think about that other than, isn't this a fantastic time to be alive and be a photographer and have such marvelous equipment that provides such amazing capabilities without having to sacrifice our back and all the hassle of managing 50 pounds of gear? Really looking forward to this trip. It'll be doubly interesting when I get back and see if I made the right choice for gear and lenses and cameras and etc. The one thing I know I'll be coming back with is a much more refreshed and healthy spine. Because I remember when I got back from Japan in 1990, it took a couple of weeks just to rest up before I was ready to go out photographing again. And that doesn't even count all the hours I had to spend developing film and making contact prints just to see what I had. I've been known on occasion to bitch and moan and complain about camera gear, but with the perspective of time, we certainly have nothing to complain about here in the 21st century.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.